this week on What the Hell, Man, with Jeff and Greg and Shellbell. She said, look at this, Greg. It's a wonder my guts don't fall out.
She's winking at you.
God, what a big pussy. God, what a big pussy. You didn't have to say it twice. I didn't. That was the echo.
What the Hell, Man, with Jeff and Greg is naughty. Listener discretion is advised.
This is What the Hell, Man, a podcast with Jeff and Greg.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What the hell, man?
Oh, episode 10 of What the Hell, Man. I'm Jeff, and Beaver is coming in, beaming in live from Wisconsin, the bacon wing of Berlin Estates.
Here I are.
Shellbell coming in from parts unknown. We can't disclose her location.
From deep beneath an inactive volcano.
She's on the, what is it? Oh, the list the FBI puts you on.
Oh, the knock list?
No, no.
I don't know.
I don't
know. What is that?
Prisoner exchange?
No, they put you in hiding. What the hell is it called?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Witness protection.
Yes, there you
Jesus,
go.
Jeff.
None of us could remember it.
Cripes. So, fun story to start out. Let's just get this shit right out of the way. I messed
let's
with
get
my
this
equipment.
Shit right out.
And fuck shit up. So
my mic kind of funny.
I don't know what's going on with my microphone, but it's all of a sudden way lower than normal. Hey, whatever.
There's ghosts.
It's something.
It was kind of funny listening to you rant before we started recording. Goddamn fucking shit! What the fuck is it? Goddamn! Sorry. And it reminded me of Bill Burr when he's talking about how losing your shit when you're doing something. He was putting together an IKEA piece of furniture, and his wife is getting all upset. Well, you shouldn't control. You got to control yourself. No. You don't you understand? Losing your shit is part of the thing. It's like, where the fuck is it? Oh, there it is.
I know. Yeah, I swapped out my microphone for a piece of shit that I bought. It's a USB XLR mic, and I thought, it was cheap, so I plugged it in, and there's like a fucking buzz in the, I put my other mic back on. There's like a buzz in the background, and all kinds of shit going on.
So, can you return it?
Yeah, I think so. I'm still gonna, I can use it for my remote gear, which is fine.
Get your $12 back.
Yeah. It was quite a bit more than that, sir. Try $40.
Ooh.
So another fun fact about me this week or last week? I'm just gonna get it right out of the way. I shit my pants. Farted.
Oh,
and
did you really?
Yeah, I farted and I shit my pants.
Oh, so, nice.
Yeah. It was
Where were you?
I was sitting in our living room and I
had it was at home. Please.
Oh yeah, thank God.
You weren't sitting in my chair, were you?
I plead the fifth on that one. Let's just say you don't want to be sitting in that chair until you clean it off.
Oh, my God.
I farted, and I'm like, ooh, that was kind of a hot one. I'm like, oh, that's going to stink. So then I come in here to do a voiceover, and I felt it in my shorts, and I'm like, I think I shit my pants. And I went upstairs, and sure enough, I shitted them up real good.
There was. Ruin the underwear, but save the pants.
I saved the shorts, and the underwear went right in the garbage. I'm not even going to mess with that.
Not going to try.
Your asshole is so loose that you couldn't even feel it. Oh,
it was just the temperature.
What
was,
have you been doing?
The temperature was just perfect from the poop.
Oh,
it was
my
just
God.
Enough to feel like a hot fart and not a hot dump.
It was a fooler.
I have never had a hot fart.
But you've crapped your pants before. Don't tell me. I've seen your underwear, dude.
That is not true.
Leaves them on the bedroom floor, sunny side up. Ugh.
Chicken food, Shell?
I actually had food poison Saturday night. Oh. I didn't poop my pants, but I had food poisoning from Culver's fish. Gross.
Ooh. Hey, don't.
Well, see, that's why you don't eat fish.
They're going to come after us. Oh, stop it. You don't like fish. That's right.
You know why?
Mommy's got to make a mac and cheese and cut up the hot dogs.
Because it smells taste. Like all those pussies you ate.
Some of them are pretty gross, too.
If it smells like fish, it's a dish. Gross. If it smells like cologne, leave it alone.
If it's brown, turn it down.
Yucko.
Oh, Jeff, Michelle, I have a special surprise for you two this week.
Let's hear it.
You do.
All right. Are you ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey!
Did you work today?
Testicles.
Yes.
1, 2.
Welcome aboard. Oh, gosh, he's going to be toking them up hard.
I'm
surprised you waited this long to hit the old bong.
You had to have smoked when you got home right away.
No, I was saving it because I cleaned my pipe, and that should have sounded like a fresh, clean whistle.
Do it again one more time.
No, I can recover from that one. Hold on.
Just don't recover from
deep
it.
Inhale. Like, suck it all in like you're sucking a drink.
Oh, it's like a haze in my studio.
Oh, my God.
Pretend it's a wiener coming through a glory hole and suck it.
Yeah. I want my money first.
When was the last
you
time
you haven't been backing up to those glory holes, have you, Jeff?
Backing up?
If your butthole's so
why,
loose,
I was going to say, why do you think my stool is loose?
That's why he's got such a slow shutter speed.
Shutter speed. I'm not afraid to admit it. I'm a 53. My entire
and a half.
I'm 53 and a half. My entire 51st year, I thought I was 50. Isn't that funny? Until I turned, I just never put it together.
But, you completely lost out on 51.
I lost a whole freaking year. I'm not afraid to admit it. I crapped my pants. When was the last time you crapped yours, Beaver? And be honest.
A couple months ago. Oh, no, I didn't crap my pants. I crapped my robe.
Please.
Sitting outside smoking, and it's like, oh, God.
And
Jeff was so bad, he had to jump in the shower.
Yeah, mine was, it was bad enough. I wiped and wiped and wiped, and it was still brown, 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 brown. It's like somebody had a marker down there. But did you throw away the rope or did you salvage it? How did you get the shit out of it?
He made it to wash it.
It wasn't a lot. So I just threw it right in the washer.
It was just a little poopy doo.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Greg does the laundry. Remember?
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
It was just a little squirtle.
She throws her dirty panties down on you. Throw up. Put them in the goddamn washer, bitch.
Let me get them off my head first.
And out of my mouth.
Yeah, I was just going to say, boom, boom, boom.
Shell, it's your turn. When was the last time you shit your pants? And be honest, please.
Please. It's been a while.
Stop it.
I can't remember.
Bull.
It has been. Well, probably, obviously, when I was sick. Well, when I had food poisoning Saturday night, I did not poop my pants.
Well, you were
because I didn't have any pants on.
She's like, she's constantly like she'll throw up. I'm sorry, I'm checking my email. Oh, you dirty motherfuckers!
Oh, don't worry, we're just doing a podcast.
Yeah, well, check it out. The podcast can wait. What's more important is the spam that I'm receiving.
Oh yeah, Nigerian prince. Yes. Are you already a winner?
I'm in the money. But she's always, if she's got diarrhea, 9 times out of 10, she's going to throw up. That's the way it is.
And I get the burps. I get the erps.
Ugh, gross.
I can always tell when I'm going to throw up.
Well, so far we got a really fascinating podcast.
Well, one thing I can't do is drink beer and eat like lettuce from fast food places.
Yeah.
I get violently ill.
That's odd.
I've seen that many times.
Somebody told me that I'm allergic to.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, she just dropped out on my side.
Allergic to what? It's so weird. She's got to keep her phone on is what she's got to do. It's shutting off.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Her screen went blank.
There I am.
Here you are. Woman.
Just keep your phone on. Yes. Keep running your finger over it or something.
I will.
So to speak.
I'll just keep rubbing it.
Oh, my God. What the?
Let me suck your titties, babe.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry. Did you have more to your story?
No.
I want to know when the last time you actually pooped your pants.
I don't know when the last time was that I pooped my pants.
Let's check the archives.
Yeah, it's been greater than 3 years. How's that?
I'll check her dream journal. You're older than both of us. combined.
Me? I am not.
Tell me you haven't.
Then I should be shitting my pants because I'm old.
Yeah, then you got it right.
Yes.
She said, well, asked her when the last time she shit her pants was, and she says, well, I'm actually in the bathroom right now cleaning up.
No, but I peed my pants
on
the
plane. What time is it
now? What?
Remember I told you
that? Oh, yes.
Yes. Of course, I was in the window seat, and I had to go pee, and I thought I could hold it. And then
it was too late.
The seatbelt sign came on, and I really had to go to the bathroom then. And so I had to wait till we landed. And then, people were stalling and fucking around, wouldn't get off the plane. And I was crossing my legs, literally crossing my legs. And I had to run to the bathroom, and a little bit of pee squeaked out.
Oh, a little bit isn't bad.
Well, I probably smelt like pissed on my next flight, but what do I care?
Oh, you had fuckers. A connecting even.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, fuckers, you make me pee in my pants. You can all smell it there.
You'll never see those people again. Don't worry about it.
I know. And then I bought a brand new neck piddle.
What the hell? Did you?
I'm having a stroke. Hello.
Mama dog face banana patch.
Yeah, and then I walked it in my
line dog
in
face
my
pony soldier
trucking around there. I was not happy.
Gross. It probably had piss on it anyway, so what do you care?
Did it show?
I had black pants.
Oh, then you were
on.
Good. Just a little discomfort.
Yeah, it was just damp between my crotch or in my crotch.
I don't know. That might be worse.
Well, I went to the bathroom and I soaked it up as best as I could with toilet paper.
Because you've got an a-hole that does farts and poop, but your vagina or the penis only does pee.
Well, yeah.
I don't know where I was going with that. I'm figuring out squirts. Biology and how it works.
It does squirts.
How the human body works. Oh, gross. All right. Anything exciting? Any big news? Greg, are you still pregnant?
Yes, I am. 14 months.
14. The gestation period of a horse.
Well, parts of me resemble.
Your big head?
Yep. What?
Boom! Shakalaka. We got jokes.
Face. The long face.
Yeah. Well, the horse walks into a bar, bartender says, so, why the long face? Hey.
Julia Roberts walks into a bar. Bartender says, why the long face?
Julia Roberts. She has a big mouth, not a long face.
Oh, that's a horse.
She's got big old horse teeth.
Sarah Jessica Parker has the horse face and head.
Yeah. They should fight it out or something.
Well, you guys, you're not familiar with, because I'm a big Sarah Jessica Parker fan. And she was actually. Oh, yeah.
Really?
She was in an accident in the 80s. And had her head cut off, so they replaced it with a horse head. That was dumb.
Who is she married to, Jeffrey?
What's his name?
I know this one.
Don't tell me.
You're a big fan, but you don't know who her husband is.
He ran over somebody and killed him.
He did not.
Yeah, it is. Not John Cryer. It's the other guy. Fucking, what's his name? I don't know. What's
You're on
name?
The right track.
Yeah, what's his name?
Ferris Bueller.
Yeah. Matthew Broderick.
Yeah.
Boom.
He ran over somebody?
Yeah, he ran over somebody and killed him. Allegedly. I think it's in the court documents. Whatever. But yeah, he killed somebody. I'm sure it was unintentional, but don't sue me. I'm just saying allegedly. So.
Well, you know.
If the car is hit, you must have quit.
They're selling his OJ's credit card on some auction.
Did they cancel it?
Yeah.
Are they still making the payments?
Well, he's dead, so I don't know what good it's going to do you.
Well, no, if I buy a credit card, I want to charge stuff.
Yeah. I want some money on it.
Yeah. No, I'll just take all cash advance.
Well, who would want that? Isn't that crazy?
I don't know. So
listen to this. So I work with a person that used to work at the prison where Charles Manson was at.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was really fascinating listening to her stories. And she said that people from all over the world would give him money, but he could only spend $25 a month in the canteen. But they also, there was like, everybody was writing him. Everybody would write him from all over the world. And I thought, well, that's crazy. But then it made sense when she said everybody wanted his autograph, to have his autograph.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
And he also got his lawyer disbarred because his lawyer was having him autograph baseballs and such and selling them on eBay.
Oh, Jesus Christ. eBay, is he dead?
Oh, yeah, he's dead now. Yeah, he's dead.
When did he kick off?
Wasn't it a couple of years ago?
He died a few years ago. Let me find out for you.
Signed baseball. Yeah.
When did Charles Manson die?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you.
November 19th, 2017. He was a handsome fellow.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He was gross.
But a lovely singing voice.
Yeah, right? Didn't he write? He wrote a song for the Beach Boys or for the drummer, whatever. I think he wrote a song for the Beach Boys. I don't know. I'm not up on Manson, okay, brah? Let me check something out here. I'm testing something. Okay.
Still works.
I had no idea that I could control the volume of all of this shit.
Nice.
Each separate one. Anyways. All right. So should we get started with the news?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. We got some good ones here. Well, it's wacky and zany. What the hell, man? Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Before we get going on that, Jeff, you know what you forgot to say?
And ladies,
put your towel down.
Put an extra absorbent biscuit from like a Popeyes biscuit. Or KFC.
Soak up that gravy.
Yeah, the lady gravy.
Lady gravy. Sounds like a punk band.
You guys are nasty.
Hey, you want to go see Lady Gravy Friday night?
Sure. Right.
Check this out. A woman in Brazil is facing serious charges after she wheeled her very dead uncle into a bank, Weekend at Bernie's style, tried to take out a $3,400 loan in his name.
Oh, Jesus.
I saw the video too, and it's really freaking creepy. He was clearly
really? Dead. Guy.
What, you never seen a dead guy in a bank?
And
before?
That was a niece?
That was what?
That was his niece that tried doing
Yeah, his niece. And she's...
Well, and
she's,
it was a couple weeks ago where two girls tried doing that to... They worked for a gentleman, and so they wheeled him in.
It was on Poolside News.
Yeah. So
they did the drive-thru.
It's crazy. Everybody's doing all stupid shit. Okay, go ahead.
What would possess somebody to do that? I mean, she's holding...
These kids in their crazy get-rich-quick schemes.
She's grabbing his hand, trying to make him right, and then they find the teller started fucking videoing her going, this is weird.
Yeah.
So they called the cops.
Wow.
They showed up and arrested her, and the man she brought in was identified as a 68-year-old who had apparently died several hours earlier. How did rigor mortis not set in? Doesn't that set in like within a couple hours?
Well, no, it sets in harder, more hours longer.
Oh, okay. Well, police are still looking into it.
Well, what did they do with the dead body?
I would imagine that it's buried now or cremated or something. I don't think they left it at the bank. They set it up on the couch.
Oh, my God.
So I had that
She's probably kicking herself and saying, I should have done this yesterday.
When he was still alive?
Yeah.
So I had that other story from the Ohio, the two roommates who were charged with abusing a corpse. So thanks for ruining that for me. I guess I'll ruin your Michelle. Jokes.
Are you going to tell jokes this time?
I got some good jokes.
Ooh.
She texted me and told me she had 11 jokes.
Oh, cripes. Take all the time you want.
I will.
How long is Tom's nerd unit tonight?
It is
a little hour and a half.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to say. It is, what is that?
Oh, no, that was something else.
Do another one. Go ahead, Willie.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Take another hit.
Just to make you happy.
Just his arm.
Yeah, this, we want to live in your dream world.
Vicariously through me?
Yep.
It's because I don't have an important job and I don't have to worry about piss tests.
Oh, testicles, but you one, know two. What? Tomorrow's testicles, the piss test. Testicles, 1, 2.
Welcome aboard.
For who?
You.
For who? How come we don't
I'm
hear
I'm calling it? You job.
Oh, God, there it is.
Jesus.
Wow.
My God. You need to clean your lungs out because they sound
I
like a
I just did.
Holy shit.
Here is a list of names that I don't think people should call their children anymore. Greg. That's it. I think Greg that's is awesome. Just an awful name.
That's
did
so
you
funny.
Use it on the Nerdcast?
Yes, I did.
Nice. Let's see. A German sought by authorities for alleged fraud was arrested in Austria after dropping into a police station to ask officer to ask officers whether he was under investigation. So, there you go. Okay.
I mean, in a way, it kind of makes sense, but.
Oh, God. Malaysian surgeons treating a man for an eye infection said they were surprised. And I did this a few days ago, so I forgot about it. They were surprised to find part of a chopstick embedded in his face.
Ah!
A chopstick?
Yeah, it had been there for 5 years.
You wouldn't notice that?
I know. They found a section of a wooden chopstick lodged in tissue between his eyes during exploratory surgery to remove an unknown foreign object. Said he was lucky to be alive because it had been nudging against his fucking brain. It was nudging against his brain.
Jesus Christ.
Yuck.
I don't know how you don't notice that.
I gotta think.
And how did he know it was 5 years ago? Was that the last time he used chopsticks?
That's probably the last time.
Yeah, how do they date that?
Fucking hit him in the head with chopsticks.
They carbon dated the chopstick.
Oh, you know what? Damn it. I'm looking at this here. I don't have a video for you.
Oh, no.
Well, you better get it.
Oh, we're going to get it right.
We're
going to
watch
don't
an old
about
one.
It.
Tom's going to give us the winner.
I didn't even listen to his thing there. What else? Oh, when you think of Axe body spray, the image of young men trying to impress potential partners may come to mind.
Aren't they doing... I saw this on the news, I think.
Well, they found an unexpected clientele, grouchy sheep.
Yeah. Yeah, it was on Good Morning America, actually.
Shepherdesses in the UK. Is that women shepherdesses?
I would think so.
Because a shepherd is a man. A shepherdess is...
Sounds like a would-be a lady.
Shepherd.
Yeah. They discovered that spraying Lynx Africa, the UK version of Axe, on their rams can prevent aggressive behavior. Its powerful scent masks the hormones that typically lead to ram-on-ram sex.
Wow.
I wonder if they're male rams.
I don't know. Well, they just said the more
male on
ones.
Male?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Loose sphincters.
That's the best I can do. Oh, what's the? Well, they make that. What the hell is that? They make that noise too. Greg, let's hear you do a goat.
Bah.
Oh, come on. Jesus Christ. What is it? Shell, let's hear yours. I think we have a winner.
Yeah, we don't do impersonations.
All right. Well, there you go. That's the whatever. What the hell, man?
It's wacky and zany. What's the side news? Oh, yeah.
I have to shut it off. Whatever.
Oh, my gosh,
my
Jeffrey.
God. I know, man. I don't know. It's just not been a good week for me.
Tuesday.
I did lose 10 pounds. I have lost 10 pounds in the last
nice.
Week. So.
Well, yeah, shit in your pants.
It was a workout cleaning that mess up.
You sickos.
You're the one who opened with the story. Breaking news.
I wanted to be honest. It's about this podcast being honest and open with the listeners.
Nobody cares that you shit your pants.
I did. I was pretty upset.
Well, I would have been too if you had to clean up that mess. Obviously, it made you take a shower.
We just went outside, got the garden hose.
Neighbors walking by.
Take a dip in your pool.
Sorry.
If you keep spraying it on your beehole, no wonder your beehole loose.
All right. You ready, Shelby, with your dumb jokes?
No, not yet.
What are you doing?
She's still looking them up.
You got to
no,
what?
I got to go pee. I got to go pee.
Oh, my God.
You heard her story before.
Take the phone with you.
I did take the phone with me.
Oh, my God. Oh. You're in the Can bathroom you hear me going pee? Pissing while the show is going on?
Well, I just took the phone with me. Was that or pee my pants?
We'll be white black.
I got what the hell, man? To go. My butthole, yeah. Oh, my God. What did I do? I can't take a dump because now my balls are blocking up my butthole. Stupid song.
It's not stupid, dude.
Okay, I'm just done.
Let one rip, stupid. Shell. Ooh, good job.
No, I didn't have to fart. I just peed.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. You all. I can't believe you did that on the show. That's odd.
That's brave.
It's not
well,
you.
Well, I would have told you, but you said this is the show of being honest. So I thought, well, I might as well. If you're going to tell people you shit your pants, you must tell people I'm pissing in the pot. Pissing in the toilet.
Oh, you can't say we're not afraid to get real.
Speaking of that, are you ready for my jokes? No. My dumb jokes?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let him go.
Showbells.
Oh, jeez.
Dumb joke of the week.
Oh, my God.
That is going to be super overmodulated. Anyways, go ahead. Let her rip.
What did one toilet say to the other?
You're full of shit. Oh, yeah, piss I off. I don't know.
No, you look flushed.
Well, living up to the name.
Yeah, and I didn't flush my toilet because that would have been too noisy. What has more lives than a cat?
More lives than a cat? I don't know.
A frog, because it croaks every day. You're loving these, Greg, aren't you?
Only nine more to go.
Beaver, you got any more weed there?
There's not enough to make this money.
What has four wheels and flies?
A garbage truck.
Yes.
You've used that one before.
Did I?
Oh, yes, I heard funny. That when I was, I swear I was in first grade when I heard it.
That one's an old one.
Why are pirates called pirates?
Something with the R.
They just are.
What's a pirate's favorite letter?
R.
You would think that, but it'd be the C.
C like in cunt.
Woo! So how many tickles does it take to make an octopus laugh?
Eight. 10.
10 tickles. You get it?
Yeah.
This is my favorite. Right. This one is my favorite. What did the horse say after it tripped?
Whoa.
Help, I've fallen and I can't giddy up.
Oh my God. Holy shit.
I'm starting to laugh just because she's beating me to death. She's beating me with these dumb jokes.
Why was Cinderella so bad at soccer?
Because something about a ball. Because she always left the ball.
She kept running away from the ball. You're pretty good.
Thank you.
Why can't you hear a pterodactyl going to the bathroom?
Because the pee is silent.
Yes.
Oh.
I think I said this one before too. Why do cows wear bells?
Oh God. I don't know.
Because their horns don't work.
Oh yeah, you've used that one. It was dumb then too.
Why did the bicycle fall over?
Because it didn't have a kickstand.
The kickstand was not properly secured.
Yeah. That's her
gravity.
Because it was too tired.
Gravity. Oh, Jesus.
And the last one, what do elves learn in school?
How to bake those cookies.
Nope, the elfabet.
I like the cookie one better. I haven't had supper yet. I'm hungry.
Me neither.
Shell bells.
Oh, jeez.
Dumb joke of the week.
Oh, my God.
So, Jeff, you want to split a pizza after the podcast?
Yes, as a matter
of fact. I'll buy. You start driving up here.
It will be cold and gone by the time you get there, Jeffrey.
I will be
don't
there.
Drive fast. Don't fall for it again. Don't fall for that again.
Don't fall for it again.
What? Shut up, Shell.
He just wants to do me in my butt.
Again.
Obviously.
All right. I thought we'd play a game of Would You Rather.
All right.
And these are just for you two. I'm not going to be a part of it. I'm just going to... I'm the asker.
You're okay. The asker?
I'm going to ax you guys.
All right.
All right.
And Betty White.
This one is for Beaver.
Betty White.
Would you rather drink a shot of semen or a shot of my piss?
Your piss?
What does Could it matter? Be his own semen?
It'd be my piss, your own semen, I guess.
You still got that thing?
A shot of it. No, not anymore.
Not anymore.
You mean the
Can I see
love bumps on my ding dong?
Oh my own jizz?
Well, yeah. Or any jizz. Any jizz or any piss. I don't know why you're making a dragging us on. Just answer the question, ma'am.
What kind of chaser do I get?
You don't get a chaser. It's semen.
The thing
or piss.
Is, if you the longer you wait with your jizz, the more liquefied it gets.
Ah, says the expert. I'm going with the piss.
I would hope
so. You're gonna drink some of Jeff's piss?
He said anybody, and I guess I'm not drinking the piss from someone who's got like syphilis or something.
What about a homeless one, a person, a drifter?
No.
You drink my piss before that?
Drink my own piss before that. And I know what's wrong with me. Christ, I'll give myself sick. Give myself all the diseases I got.
All right, Shell, your turn.
Okay.
Would you rather smell like sex all the time or smell like ass all the time?
I'd rather smell like sex all the time.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I get the fucking, which one of your testicles would you rather cut off? Shell gets like, do you like big diamonds or small diamonds? You know. This is so fucking set up.
Sex smells like cat food.
It does
an
not.
Ass.
Who are you fucking?
No, I was a,
what is more the question?
It was SNL. Will Ferrell walks into a trailer and he says, what have you two been doing in here? It smells like cat food and ass.
Oh, is that where I stole that from?
All right, this one's for both of you. Shell, you can answer first. Would you rather watch your parents have sex every day for the rest of your life or join in once to stop it?
Oh, Jesus. I would rather watch them have sex every day for the rest of my life. I ain't joining in that shit.
Is this like a Groundhog Day situation where you're going to live forever?
Yeah.
Because then I get, fuck.
Would you rather watch your parents have sex?
I guess I've already watched them once, so.
What's is another
it,
time?
Is it Christmas Day? Do I get presents every day? Is it Christmas? I think that was the year I got my Atari. Yeah. I don't know.
If you didn't get it that day, you got it the next day.
Oh, my God. Did you answer? What was your answer?
What were the
have them watch again? You have we watch them have sex every day for the rest of your life? What the fuck was that?
or yeah, join in.
I'm not in once. I'm not joining in. I'll watch them
every day. Oh yeah, I wouldn't join in. That would be nasty. Could you imagine sucking on your mama's nipples?
Yeah. Oh.
Jacking your dad off.
Oh shit!
I hope you get searches like that on your phone now. On Shell's phone, what is this jacking your dad off search you did?
Oh, all right, here's another one for both of you. Greg, we'll start with you, Beaver. Would you rather have sex in front of your parents or have to watch your parents have sex?
Oh, sex in front of them. Hands down.
Return the favor.
See what a beast you made, Mom? Oh, yeah.
All right, Shell and you, would you rather have sex in front of your parents or have to watch your parents have sex?
I would rather watch them have sex. I don't want them watching me have sex.
Okay. Why? Jeff said you just stay there.
Oh, shit. One more question. And again, it's for both of you. Shell, we'll start with you. Would you rather your face be peed on or your body be pooped on?
Oh, jeez.
How
I'd
much
say
poop?
My body be pooped on.
How much poop? Diarrhea.
Yeah,
with
I gotta go with that because you can hose off. The face is just like, you know.
Yeah.
A little too personal.
There's too many openings.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's too many openings.
You got two ears, two nostrils, your mouth. Some could sink in your eyes.
Your eyeballs.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, oh, too many orifices.
All right. Well, you did fine. You guys passed the test. Very good.
Woohoo.
Both got 100%. You get a sticker.
Yeah. Sticker
now
away.
You get to fuck your mom and dad.
Oh, yeah. I didn't tell you about that part, did I?
Mrs. Beaver, come on out.
Yeah.
She comes walking and all hunched over because her butt hurts from all the butt sex.
It wasn't butt sex.
All right. Here we go. It is time for the nerd unit.
Beaver, talk nerdy to me.
And, yeah, here we go. It is Tom.
What the Hell, Man, Episode 10, this week's Nerd Unit. This week, I started watching the Fallout series on Amazon Prime Video, released on April 10th. I haven't finished it yet, but I'm loving it so far. 200 years after the apocalypse, some people live in luxury Fallout shelters and are forced to return to the radiated hellscape of the surface, shocked to discover it is highly violent, with mutants and bandits. I have only played two of the video games, Fallout 3 and 4, and so far I'm giving this television series 5 out of 5 nerd units. Also, as a bonus, a friend of mine's and a friend of my wife's, their son, did the VFX and is in the credits.
Wow.
This week I watched Demolition Man, starring Sylvester Stallone, Wesley Snipes, and Sandra Bullock, released in 1993. I was unable to find a streaming service that had this available, so I watched it old school on DVD. John Spartan, played by Stallone, is a cop, and Simon Phoenix is a violent thug who is played by Wesley Snipes, are incarcerated in a cryo prison. Then thawed out 36 years later in 2032, Simon Phoenix, up for parole, escapes. And they thaw out John Spartan to help him hunt him down. Another must-see science fiction film. One of my favorite lines in this movie is, "Enhance your calm, John Spartan." As always, I give it 5 out of 5 vintage nerd units. Have a great week. Also, Greg, the answer to this week's fake porn star movie is number 4, Nerd Out. We got Tekashi beating on his gong. The boys and the moose
are clapping along. I put that ending together myself. All right, well, there you go, the nerd unit. Do you watch Fallout?
Nice.
Do you get into that sort of shit?
I don't watch much new TV now at all. I'm working so much lately that I just don't have time.
But he just keeps watching stuff that he's familiar with.
But you don't mind making time for Star Trek and shit.
It's on right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got her on my TV in my studio here.
All right.
Your 12 inch black and white,
it's a 21 inch flat screen.
But
Tom was right though. Demolition Man's a good movie. Dennis Leary makes a little appearance in it towards the end.
I don't care.
Who's Dennis Leary?
It's a comedian.
Oh.
Why anyway. Would I give a shit?
It's your show, man. I'm commenting on something on your stupid show. Let's
go
talk
outside,
about
nerd.
Let's talk about shitting our pants some more.
Well, somebody's getting all tutti frutti up in here.
Oh, God.
Elevate the intelligence of our audience with porn star birthdays. Let her rip.
You know, I was going to take some more songs from TikTok too. And play them today. We're going to do that again next week then, damn it.
Oh, boy.
I got a whole bunch of them ready to go. excuse me. All right, here we go. It is time for the birthdays.
Happy birthday, dear porn stars. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, happy birthday, porn stars.
Do you recall what number he said you're going to pick?
Yes, I do.
All right. Here we go. Aaliyah Jolie is having a birthday today. Aaliyah Jolie.
Oh, okay.
I know. She's having a birthday today. Shell, are you still with us?
Today?
I'm still with you.
Yeah.
Isn't today today?
It's her birthday, yes.
Happy birthday, cool. Aaliyah.
She
Happy
was in birthday. Tight and Tasty Buttholes.
Oh, geez. Is it all about buttholes?
No. Well,
isn't it always?
Usually.
She was also in Smother My Face, Rear Ended, Grass
oh my goodness.
On the Field, and Butt Busters. That's
Grass on the Field. Is that a baseball movie?
Yeah. There's no crying in baseball.
What kind of movies would you, what kind of porn would you guys prefer to watch? Intercourse or anal sex or oral sex?
Some sweet girl on girl action.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That wasn't an option, though. You well, going off the menu?
Going you like the girl menu. On girl?
Oh, heck yeah.
We're
Do
men.
You like guy on guy?
Not really, no.
Not what really? Like, instead no. of a flat no. out no, it was not really no.
Not really, no.
What if Linda wanted to watch guy on guy?
She can.
Mm-hmm. Would she you can watch go it right with ahead. Her?
No.
Oh, now it's a no. Now that well, I called him out.
That's what the audience wanted.
Well, not really, I guess.
Not watching porn with my wife. What kind of freak do you think I am?
I guess if that's all that's on.
I'd watch porn way before I'd watch Star Trek.
Two dudes bumping boners.
I think it was an episode of Grey's Anatomy. I don't know. It was some show Linda was watching. I happened to catch part of it. And the husband had some condition. And the only thing that with his heart was pornography. So he had to watch pornography all the time because it kept his heart ticking or some shit. And then his wife is in the background pointing out, oh, boobs on butts is on next, honey. Oh, thanks, honey. You know, it's
oh
like porn.
God.
Scanning the porn guide or whatever for
Butt Busters is coming up.
Yeah, Butt Fest. Oh. We just watched that one, but that's worth another
they should
one.
They call it Poop on the Stick.
Yeah. That sounds like the worst fair food ever. It's deep fried, though. Still no.
Eden Almost Adams anything. Is celebrating her birthday today. Eden Adams.
Happy birthday, Eden.
From My Dream of Jeannie.
Who was that? Barbara Eden.
Oh.
You know, she's so, like, is she still alive?
I don't know.
I don't know. Google it.
Ask right your now. Fancy interwebs.
Ask the How Google, old is Google Barbara machine.
Eden? She's in her freaking, she's 92.
Oh, good for her.
She still
is she still
really
alive?
Good. Yeah. Yeah, she is.
I'd fuck her.
Yeah.
Well, Carol Burnett's still alive.
Yep, she's 90. Ginger from,
Testicles
Whatever
one,
that
two.
Show was.
Testicles 1, 2.
Gilligan's Whoa. Island.
Gilligan's Island.
Tina Louise.
Yep, she's 90. That's hard Jeez. To believe. Marlo Thomas. I had a huge crush on her, too. She's 86.
Which one was she? Oh, yeah, that girl.
Yeah, that girl. Wait,
yeah.
no.
Yeah.
Was she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She married Phil Donahue.
She's now.
Yeah.
She's now that. She's married to who?
Phil Donahue. Phil.
Yeah.
Oh.
Excuse me. Anyways, Eden Adams was in Squirt Mania 31 and 37.
Oh, wow.
Fantasy Foot Jobs. Fresh Squeeze. What? In It Goes, Out It Comes. And Get Smart Ass. Instead of Get Smart, you get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Kiera
Her last
Marie.
Name was Adams?
Yeah, Eden Adams. You looking her up?
No, Don Adams was in Get Smart.
Oh, I didn't even put that together. Good job, guy.
That's why I'm here.
Kiera Marie is celebrating her birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Kiera.
Happy birthday, Kiera. She was in Tug Jobs. Plump Rumps. And Riding Dirty. That's Riding Dirty.
She must like anal.
Want to catch me riding dirty.
I would have. Do that one more time.
Want to catch me riding dirty.
You like to ride dirty too, Greg?
Nope. I like clean shorts.
Well, you have, don't want anything to do with me. I shit them up.
As long as you don't get any on your dipstick.
Next time we go somewhere, we'll take your car.
Ruby! Ruby is having a birthday. It's just Ruby.
Ruby. Happy birthday, Ruby.
Ruby Tuesday.
Nope, just Ruby. She was in Itty Bitty Titty Committee. Throat Bangers. She's an older lady. An older gal, by the way. Granny Grabbers.
She actually makes money?
I don't know if she's still doing it. I should have seen what her year she was born.
She would be 109.
Would you want to watch porn with grannies in it?
No, not really.
If it's Barbara Eden.
I'll take it over gay porn.
Well, would you though? Because you were kind of hesitant. I don't know. Would you watch gay porn? I don't know. Not really.
I just like looking at the sizes of the dicks.
Oh, my God. She was also in Cock Breath.
Oh, Jesus.
Round, juicy butts. Oh, Clitty Lickers. Oh, for... She was in We the Peephole. I forgot all about that one.
How do they keep coming up? I mean, like, you know, like Squirters 37. Okay. But like coming up with different names like that. It's you just got to be a bunch of guys sitting around a table, or there's like one super genius who comes up with all these.
I wish it was my job, because I think I do pretty well at it. I kept you stumped for 8 full episodes, dude. 8 episodes in a row. It's a record. All right. Final.
What was that? Because there was a record before. There's so many people competing for that coveted title.
All right. Here we go. One final birthday. She just goes by Sue. Sue.
Sue.
Happy birthday, Sue. Yeah. Sue. All right. Here we go. I've got 5 of the titles. One of them is fake that I made up. And if you don't guess the fake one, you have to watch this week's video, which I did find the one that I was going to send you. Okay. Here we go. Sue was in Butthole Patrol, Jizz Hands, I Boned Your Mom, Alien Ass Party, and Babysit My Ass. I'll give them to you one more time.
Alien Ass Party, number 4.
All right. And do you want them again, Shell, or do you want to take a guess?
No, give me again.
Butthole Patrol, Jizz Hands, I Boned Your Mom, Alien Ass Party, and Babysit My Ass.
I'm going to say Jizz Hands.
Jizz Hands is exactly right. Nicely done, Shell Bell. You don't have to watch this week's video. Now,
thanks, Tom. I was gonna say that one.
All right, Beaver, I'm sending it to you right now. Send us resolution, please.
I have my portable telephone in my hand,
and it is sent. Shell, do you want to see it just for the heck of it?
There we go. All right, there we go.
Well, then it goes off my thing.
Oh, that's right. All right,
Yeah.
Oh boy. I'm not even playing yet. Trampoline breaks is across the thing. Let me get my.
Oh Jesus! Here. Is it adults or young kids?
It's a female gymnast. It looks like. There's no sound.
Isn't there?
She just keeps jumping. That was it.
Reload it.
Oh, NBA's worst injuries now. Oh no. I watched the first video. I don't have to watch this one. No. There. You made me watch that one before.
Is that broken bones again?
Yeah, NBA leg breaking, and then it comes out his throat or whatever.
But you know what's funny is the gymnast one, she doesn't even break her leg. It was just
I kept waiting. It's like, she keeps going. Is this on a loop? What the fuck?
That's pretty funny of me, right? Right?
Yeah, that's a good one. You're a Weisenheimer.
You got him.
Got him real good on that one.
You should be in the water because you're a Billy Goose.
All right, well, that's it. That was kind of uneventful and boring.
Well, you know.
Tell us more about your mom and dad butt fucking.
It wasn't butt fucking.
How do you know?
Sure, it wasn't, Greg.
Let me have that part. You bring it up every fucking week. Let me have that part.
Why is there poop on your dipstick, Dad?
Yeah. Why am I looking at my dad's dick?
Why does my mom's butthole stay so open for so long?
And why am I looking at my mom's butthole?
She said, look at this, Greg. It's a wonder my guts don't fall out.
She's winking at you.
God, what a big pussy. God, what a big pussy. You didn't have to say it twice. I didn't. That was the echo.
Good. Hey,
testicles 1-2. Testicles 1-2.
Welcome aboard.
I'm going to have one me bit. I'm going to have. Let me get rid of that first. I'm going to have me one big old bowl of Cap'n Crunch after this.
There you go.
Really? That's what you're eating for supper?
That or Honey Nut Cheerios. I don't know.
Oh.
They don't mix together too well. Rice Jacks and Crunchberry, Cap'n Crunch. That's a good mix right there.
I would eat Captain Crunch first.
I might mix it. I don't know.
Captain Crunch is good without milk. With milk or without milk.
That is true.
Some cereals are not like that.
Yeah, the Cheerios are a little dry.
Yeah.
But, regular Captain Crunch, you look into the ingredients, number one ingredient, sugar. But not Crunchberries. On Crunchberries, sugar is the number two ingredient. So I'm eating healthy.
What's the first one?
Like wheat flour, oat flour. I think it's wheat.
Oh.
Something. I don't remember.
Huh.
Let me suck some titties, babe.
That's what?
See, that's what you people would have to deal with if I wasn't here.
Cereal. Everybody
These
likes
idiots
cereal.
Idiots talking about cereal.
What's your favorite, Michelle? What's your favorite cereal?
Raisin Bran.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. People really ate that.
Yeah, because then it makes me go poop.
Well, I get that with Cheerios. If I got to be up early the next morning, I'll have a big bowl of Cheerios before I go to bed. And about 7 hours later, that stuff's doing its thing. I'm getting up one way or I'm shitting the bed.
That's your alarm? Your morning alarm is eating a big bowl of Cheerios the night before?
Yep.
Because it's knocking at the back door?
Oh, yeah. There's pressure coming. It gives me a warning. I'll kind of roll around a little bit and then some farts will come out. And then I've eaten enough Cheerios. I know the smell. So it's like, it's coming. It's coming. All right. I got a minute to wake up.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Cheerios are good for you. You got General Mills right there in Rochester. You should be a little more respectful.
We don't have General Mills here.
What cereal one you got there?
We don't have a cereal one.
I thought you had General Mills.
That's in the city.
Does IBM do cereal?
No.
Does Kemp's?
No.
They do the milk.
Ice cream.
Does
which
mayo
is very cream necessary for cereal.
Hey, mayo I clinic made homemade ice cream this weekend. It was very good.
Sweet.
It was. It was really good.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
All right. Well, I think we're done here.
Yes.
Mediocre show, idiots. Thanks a lot.
I thought it was just fine.
You did okay.
Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Well, wait a minute. Find us on Facebook. On Podbean. It's like whatthehellman.podbean.com or whatever. Something like that. That's about it. All right. Okay, go ahead, Shell Bell.
Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Okay, real good then.